USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
This may be the most important speech I've ever made.
President Trump.
I want to provide an update on our ongoing efforts to expose the tremendous voter fraud and irregularities which took place during the ridiculously long November 3rd elections.
From the White House diplomatic room, the president called the 2020 election a coordinated assault and siege. During his 46-minute speech Wednesday, this colossal expansion of mail-in voting opened floodgates to massive voter fraud. Back in the summer, the president warned Americans this would happen. Six people in Haines, Alaska are missing Wednesday after heavy rains and flooding caused a mudslide. A local resident says dozens of homes on the hillside are uninhabitable because of the incident. Haines is about 92 miles north of Juneau. The U.S. Coast Guard, the Alaska National Guard, and Alaska State Troopers are assisting in the search and rescue operations. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Numerous U.S. states, led by New York, is investigating Facebook for possible antitrust violations and plan to file a lawsuit against the social media giant next week. The complaint would be the second major lawsuit filed against a big tech company this year. The Justice Department, you might remember, sued Alphabet Inc. from Google in October. Commissioners at the Federal Trade Commission met on Wednesday and could file a related complaint with an administrative law judge or district court. More than 40 states plan to sign on to the suit, one of four sources said, without naming the states. A disintegrating meteor likely triggered a thundering boom in upstate New York late Wednesday afternoon. Robert Lunsford with the American Meteor Society said a meteor blew up over Syracuse, New York, creating the big boom and impressive light show. By 5 p.m. Wednesday, the meteor organization had recorded 90 reports of fireballs seen in Maryland, Michigan, New York, Ontario, Pennsylvania, and Virginia. However, clouds shrouded the fireball from view in much of the area. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Oil giant Exxon is adjusting their portfolio. USA Radio News' Val Dior has more.
As it braces for a more muted oil price recovery, Exxon plans to take a non-cash charge of $17 billion to $20 billion, believed to be the largest such write-down in Exxon history, as they're long opposed to taking write-downs. Exxon erred when it acquired natural gas giant XTO for $41 billion in 2009. Roughly half of that deal's value has now been erased. Exxon is slashing the value of its natural gas portfolio, and instead of dumping more money into natural gas, promises investors it'll prioritize near-term capital spending on advantaged assets with the highest potential future value, specifically focusing on its vast oil resources in Guyana, accelerating production in the Permian Basin of West Texas, and some exploration in Brazil. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
ExxonMobil is headquartered in Irving, Texas. In the NFL, Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones says he thinks the Washington football team is special this year.
Well, I'm in impressed with the Washington football team, and should be. They've beat us handedly two times, and that says about all I can say right there. They've got a solid defensive front, and obviously in Philadelphia, but speak to the Cowboys, that plays against where we've got some weakness right now in our offensive fronts.
USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.